Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting people to news and information about Tucson's bicycle culture.
Hello, my name is Colby Henley with Pedaling the Pueblo, and with me in the studio today is Jessica Hirsch-Ballering. Welcome, Jessica.
Hi, Colby. Good to be here.
So you are the Alternate Modes Program Coordinator on the University of Arizona, is that correct?
Yes.
And what exactly is your job and responsibilities in that role?
So my job is to encourage people to get to campus and get around campus in any way that isn't driving by themselves. So that looks like biking, walking, taking public transit like SunTran or SunLink, and lots of other options.
Great. So how many students are on campus in a typical semester?
Every school day, there's about 50,000 people on campus, and we only have 17,000 parking spaces. So that's a great reason to get to campus through a different mode other than your car.
Yeah, so definitely some limitations with the space for bringing cars onto campus. Do you know how many, or do you have a sense of how many folks use alternate modes and maybe bicycles specifically?
That's a great question. I don't have a good answer for you, but keep in mind that people are coming to campus in all sorts of different ways, and they might not get there the same way every day. So I bike some days, I take the bus some days, and on the rare day I have to drive, I end up driving.
So kind of a suite of options.
Yes.
To be able to do that. Okay, so with that many students on campus on any given day, and a good portion of those may be riding bikes on campus, I know that bike theft can be a serious concern and maybe would prevent someone from considering biking to campus. So what are some suggestions that the university can provide to people that might want to do that?
Sure. So your first and easiest option is to invest in a U-lock. A U-lock is a lot harder to break than a cable lock, which can be pretty easily cut. So I strongly recommend that you get a U-lock and you learn how to use it properly. And by that, I mean locking both your frame and your front tire to the bike rack. We also have other options. One option is to park your bike at Bike Valet.
I have seen that on campus and always wished that that was available when I was a student. So tell us more about that.
Sure. So Bike Valet is in the heart of campus, just to the east of Old Main on the campus mall. It runs Monday through Friday during the school year from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And is there a cost for this service?
It's free to use, and it's free not just to students, faculty, and staff, but anyone who's visiting the U of A. In order to use Bike Valet, whether you're a student or someone who's just visiting, you have to have your bike registered. And you can register your bike online on our website. You can do it right now, in fact. Registering your bike allows you to make use of a lot of the bike programs available on campus. By registering your bike, it is more likely to come back to you in the event that it is stolen.
Okay. So that's a good reason there to do that. Thank you very much, Jessica. And so I assume that if folks want to find more information, they can go to your website?
Of course. So you should go to parking.arizona.edu/bicycle.
Great. Thanks for coming in today, Jessica. So I also invite you to like us on Facebook, Pedaling the Pueblo, and you can catch additional episodes on kxai.org.